I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
My name is Olive Tucker, and I would like to welcome you to the Tuck In podcast. Each week, myself and my two sisters tuck into different life subjects with three different points of view.
Hi, I'm Sandra, and I'm the middle sister.
I'm Catherine, I'm the oldest.
In this episode, we tuck into gifting. This is one of my favorite topics. Are you a good present buyer? Are you not a good present buyer? So there's loads of things that we are going to uncover here. And I think people who are listening are going to learn loads. So if you are the type of person who re-gifts gifts, Sandra.
Oh, here we go.
Stop it right now. Talk to me, Sandra. Are you good at hiding if you don't like a gift you receive?
Oh, no.
Really?
No, it's wrote all over my face.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's wrote all over. And people can tell. Like, people close to me can tell. I've been warned even before Christmas. Now, if you don't like that, just pretend to like it.
Okay.
You know, I will try my best, you know, but I'll always make sure that I'll be very thankful for it and we're probably too thankful
yeah,
for it.
Yeah, but what are the facials like?
Oh, they're like, thanks.
And the Botox doesn't even work.
No, with the Botox, no, it doesn't. No, so not at all.
No, like, you know, the way you're smiling through your eyes and you're like, oh, I'm delighted with that.
No, I'm not smiling through
your
eyes.
You're in the
horror. No. But in fairness, I haven't had many bad gifts in my life.
Okay.
I was only a very few and far between. Like, most gifts. Oh, well, I don't want to say.
Go on. Just one.
I remember.
One time
at Bandcamp. I just seen this lipstick on the TV.
Right.
And I was like, Jesus, that lipstick. Back in the day when the lipsticks were like stay on ones, they'd only come out.
Oh, like, you know, tattooed, I mean? Kind
tattooed
of ones.
Tattooed ones. Yeah. And I was like, Jesus, that's a good one. Woke up Christmas morning.
Not to a lipstick.
To the lipstick.
Okay.
Just a lipstick.
Oh, no, not just a lipstick. Oh. But the lipstick was bought because...
You said that.
I said it. But I thought that was great because it was banked.
Yeah.
Do you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Well, that's nice.
But it was bought because it was thought it was more of an expensive present. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Do you not get what I'm talking
no.
about?
No.
Right, so it was bought from because... It was a new kind of lipstick. It was tattooed lipstick.
Yeah.
So they
that was your big present.
Huh?
Was that your
yeah,
big present?
Yeah, it would have been my big present.
Ah, no.
Yeah. But then obviously backtracked and it was fine. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, hang on. I need clarity on this. Okay. So realistically, you seen a lipstick.
Yeah.
You wanted it.
Yeah.
You threw out the messages. They got it.
I didn't even try with the message. I just happened to say, oh, Jesus, that looks great.
Right, Grant. So you're waking up Christmas morning to a tiny little lipstick.
I wasn't, yeah.
Yeah, but lipstick
yeah,
is well, tiny.
Yeah.
And your reaction is, oh, I'm delighted with that, but where's the rest of your stuff?
Oh, no, I did get a little, obviously I got rest of stuff, but that was like, but you said you wanted that.
Yeah.
I got you that because you said you wanted that. I was like, yeah, but
I wanted
it's
car,
lipstick.
But... Yeah.
It's lipstick.
Yeah.
You know, I could have went and got that lipstick. He's like, but you said you wanted that. I was like, you know, really? And then you have to...
I have a cracker for you. Next year, why don't you not look at something real expensive and be like putting out their meshes?
I like that.
So, you know.
Yeah, but then again, you're going into, am I only getting it because it's expensive?
I don't give a shit why I'm getting it.
Exactly. Yeah,
that's me want it, but you're not, she's like, yeah.
No, you see, that wouldn't float my boat.
Oh, it floats my boat.
Yeah, I know it'll float your boat.
You love presents anytime you say.
I know, but like, I find it really sad when people say, oh, I don't like Christmas or because I'm like, any day of the year that involves me getting presents, I am down with that. Like,
yeah, but you see,
we all love presents, but I just think there's.
No, Katrin, you don't like presents. No. Every year you have changed every present.
Well, I don't need like 50 million handbags.
Yeah, but they know in Brown Thomas you're coming through the door, Stephen's the day or the day after, with your receipt and with your bag saying, I don't, and then you get a voucher, which is grand, and you have the voucher for like
months. Have last year's voucher.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I went to her this year, so, no, actually it was last year. She got the most beautiful bag, which any normal person would be delighted with. It's not my style, it's not my style, I don't need a bag, don't need another handbag. Anyway, everyone needs. You did. Everyone needs bags, Katrin.
No, because she'll tell you that she's nowhere to wear it.
Where am I going?
Yeah, exactly.
She just said it.
Where's she going?
Where am I going?
Anyway, getting back to what we did. So she brings the bag in to the shop and gets the receipt. And I was like, what is wrong with her? So then she still has the receipt. So she's doing nothing. I'm sorry, not the receipt, the voucher.
Yeah.
So she still has the voucher. Now, to me, that would burn a hole in my pocket. I'd be like, right, I am a retailer's like dream. You give me a little bit of customer service, I'm all in.
Yeah, now.
All in. I mean,
but I just think it goes back to that. You don't
the lipstick. Does it go back to
no,
the lipstick?
You don't have to have expensive presents.
No.
Do you know what
if
I mean?
If I want it and I need it, I'd be delighted.
I know. I don't think you do. I have to be honest with you. Do you know? And sometimes a card.
I'm not into cards.
No, Sandra, calm down. A card.
Oh, 100%. Cards. Yeah. Well, no, why not? A card?
I do know people who love cards and they date them, and I'm here.
So
for
I
all
would
that.
Give you an example. If my birthday came, yeah. right, and you didn't get me anything, mm-hmm. but you got me a card. That's grand. I'd rather have a car than nothing.
Oh, well, I'd be in the house.
No, well, I wouldn't be in the house.
I don't need presents. I like to think there's a gift.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have to be hundreds of thousands.
No, it doesn't have
like,
to be hundreds of thousands.
I would thank you easily for a voucher for somewhere as I would for a big bag.
Absolutely not. You wouldn't be. That's a lie because I've been with you on Christmases again and you've gotten vouchers and you're like, a voucher? Oh my God. Like, there's nothing I've ever been in your company that you've went, oh my God.
I'm not that ungrateful.
Oh, Katrin, you have gotten everything.
I just love all that shit. I don't.
Yeah, you've gotten from any designer bag you can think of to any designer earrings, any designer, you know.
Yeah, I know when I use them.
Sunglasses. She got beautiful Tom Ford sunglasses this year. I mean, I have 6 pairs of sunglasses.
I have got 6 pairs. You've only one face.
Yeah, I understand that, but there's different styles for different days.
Yeah, but in your world, taking things out and putting them in. I've one pair of glasses that have in my car and they're grand.
I know, but Katrin, they don't count.
No.
Them ones you bought in pennies.
But sometimes the ones that you buy in pennies last that little bit longer.
No.
But you're not as nervous with them.
No,
you don't.
Of course you're not.
Scratching them on your, like, putting them on your head and, like.
No.
But, so when is enough enough? In your world, it's never
Look,
enough,
she,
obviously.
She'd take all day.
Yeah. Take, give it to me.
Yeah, you see, no, please, I wouldn't.
Well, you see, I'm delighted for you now, but I am being honest about it.
We're being honest too.
I love a gift. Like, if you gave me a card, I'd be like, that's great now, but what's, sorry, where's my present?
Yeah, but that, but that's, again, you'd be probably one of those people, no, don't get me out.
Oh, no, I wouldn't. Oh no, and even if I'm saying that, and I need to put it out there, and if anyone is listening who buys me presents, when I go, you know, these couples, this cracks me up, that go, come here, listen, we're not going to get each other out and
have
Christmas. Or I don't even mention that word. Budget is the most disgusting word I've ever heard in my whole entire life. But anyway, I will get back to that. But you know when, because I work with a load of girls and loads of pals, and it's like, oh no, this year we're not going to get each other a present. Like, if I ever commit to that, which I never would, and I've already told people who buy me presents, husband included, if I say that, come here, yeah, let's not get each other presents, get me a present.
Well, then don't say it. I think what we should do, I think we should put this to the listeners. I think we need the listeners to get involved here. We need to know what couples are doing and what, like, when is enough enough? Do you know what I mean? If you're sitting there saying...
I'm never saying it though.
Oh, you just said it?
Yeah, but if I do ever one time say it, I think I might have said it one time.
Why would you say it?
But then I will follow up with... about a week or two
later.
But
then that person's in the wrong. So if that person doesn't get you a present...
That person knows me.
That person's in the wrong. And then you will have to hump with that person. And then the person say, well, you told me not to do it. Well, did you... Why wouldn't
But then you don't know me. Because one time...
I don't think you should be saying that if you want a present.
I'm never saying it. But at one time, Sandra, it happened.
In
one time.
One time.
And I said it. And then a week later, I was like,
but you're not really going to have me waking up on my birthday with no presents. Like, because I committed to a holiday as both our presents, because only a couple of days between me and my husband. So we were like, right, we'll get a big holiday. We'll do a big holiday together. We'll put all our money on
that.
Is that
not enough?
No.
Oh, no, I don't.
She likes something to wake up to.
No, see, that just does my brain in.
Yeah, well, you're doing my brain in, because that is, I'm just waking up on my birthday like, you know, da-da.
A little breakfast in bed wouldn't be enough, you know?
I wouldn't mind a breakfast in bed.
So there,
like,
you go, breakfast on your holiday.
But that's just normal. I don't know what goes on in your house.
I get breakfast in my bed. Yeah. I get breakfast in bed. It, like, it is normal. But
Catherine doesn't let anyone eat in our bedroom. It's never mind our bed. Crumbs.
Bed has to be stripped down. You're giving me more work.
Like for crumbs?
Yeah, fuck that. No,
she won't let anyone. She won't let anybody. And that's a whole other episode in itself. She, and I bet you there's loads of people out there, because I actually have a friend.
I'm not on your own with this.
Who, yeah, no, you're definitely not on your own with this, but I find this stark mad. She won't let food upstairs in our house.
No.
I won't let the kids bring the food upstairs. I bring food upstairs.
I'm not going around the house and just cleaning up plates and cups and
one room for one room.
Downstairs in the kitchen or sitting room. So lucky.
Oh, I didn't even bring up. I had a cup of tea last night. I was afraid to bring it up.
Yeah.
Did you really want to bring it up?
I would have brought it up. Yeah.
Stop.
I would have brought it up.
No, tea max and all. You had
and
them
then I actually, and then the cup spills and then fucking tea on the floor. No.
Oh, but Catherine, are you actually, if someone, like, if I stayed in your house, I never have brought a cup of tea upstairs, but now I am just going to irritate the shit out of you.
I'll tell you.
I'm just going to sneak it up. But anyway. Are you kind of hyperventilating inside? Because for anyone that doesn't know Catherine, and she's in denial about this as well, she is a clean freak. Like, back to presents. She actually got 3 Hoovers 1 year and was ecstatic. That was probably the only present you were happy with.
And I'll never forget the first. Actually, the first year I had my first child.
Yeah.
And it was Mother's Day.
Yeah.
And I asked for a power hose.
I
was delighted because I wanted one.
No, well, I remember growing up in the house and me ma getting presents from me dad, or us buying presents from me.
I remember. I know.
And
my
ma always said the same thing.
Yeah.
Don't buy anything for the house. Buy it for me.
It's not for me.
It's not for the house. It's for me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And that
one time, I think it was Mother's Day, I couldn't find that. And do you remember? I brought home a cake. Do you remember? The lemon meringue cake from Anne's Bakery in Talbot Street. I'll never forget walking in and you said to me, a fucking cake? You bought her a fucking cake?
But she loves lemon meringues.
I'll buy her a cake, I'll buy her nothing. Do you know what I mean?
Why would you not buy her something else?
I couldn't find that.
Because she's
I think, to be honest, no, I think I left it too late. And all the shops are closing. And the only shop that was open on the way home through Talbot Street was Anne's Bakery. And I was like, there's a lemon meringue. I'll have that. Here you go, Ma.
Now, do you like lemon meringue?
Love it.
Yeah,
Tato. Your favourite pudding?
Tato. Yeah. Selfish. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Your ma does
little
like
child.
That.
Yeah. Selfish.
But we would eat together.
Yeah, yeah.
Me and my ma would eat it, and we did. Do you like lemon meringue
Absolutely
pie?
Absolutely not.
Lad, do you like lemon meringue pie?
I hate it.
There you go. So,
you and your ma were delighted.
Ching, my job done. Tick, tick, tick.
Now, but back to the whole power hose and all that. I think if I get something that I really want and I'm going to use, I'm going to love it. I don't care what it is. If I want it and I ask for it, I will really appreciate it. If you're going to give me something that's going to sit in a wardrobe, that's going to cost a substantial amount of money, that's going to grate at me, because I'm going to think of what I could have bought that I wanted.
For the house, like?
For whatever. For the house, for myself.
But come here.
I don't need that for myself.
Catherine.
Like, I don't want that. What do I need?
Do you like to be surprised?
Oh, not
Sorry, can I answer that question? No, she doesn't. No, she doesn't. Should we go
surprise
back to
me with something that I want?
Should we go back to my 50th?
But that's not a surprise. So Catherine turned 50 last year.
Happy birthday.
Yay.
And everybody put it out there.
Yeah, it's a day now.
You look great for 50. So anyway, you were all about the 50th. I'm not having a party. I'm having a party. I'm not having a party. I want to trip away. I mean, it was exhausting. Exhausted.
Yeah, I was afraid of phone calls.
But in my mind, I kept thinking, I won't fill a room.
Like, but why do you think you wouldn't fill a room?
It's
I don't understand that.
It's a case of, look, you know what I'm like with people and all these social situations. I'm grand if they're my people. But don't put me in a room with people that I know are only there because they have to turn up.
But we would
making up numbers.
But we would have never done that.
Yeah, but then who are you going to put in the room? Because like
your friends who were in the room.
Yeah, well, that wasn't a full room. There was only like...
It doesn't matter.
That's because we were afraid for our life that if we threw you at a party that you'd absolutely...
There are all these nobodies that I don't really know that I see maybe
we wouldn't invite nobodies
7 months
to your party. Give over,
that
would
like,
you?
Hey, and they don't really like you.
So it draws conclusion to the question that no, you're not big on surprises. You're more of a control freak, that you want to control the present.
Yeah, I like to I like to get what I want.
Okay, so you don't want a surprise.
All right, Faruka.
Okay, so anyway, she
Faruka
is like...
Faruka Salt. She's like Faruka Salt.
Yeah. Willy Wonka has a patch on this
chocolate.
One. And I wouldn't mind.
Is that pot and kettle?
I wouldn't mind. And I'm just saying, hypothetically, if you had a younger sister who was very big on the social scene, social butterfly, loves to go out, and you had all these designer bags rotting away in your wardrobe.
For her children. Yeah,
who are very young.
Doesn't matter.
Wouldn't you not say, Olive, here, that comes with that out.
Bags of your own.
No, I was going to say, what about your bags? When you're taking that one.
Okay, let me give
top of the wardrobe.
Let me give some clarity. Again, Sandra, give it to me. So anyway,
every time I can hear that in England.
Okay, well listen, I'm going to have to explain to
please
the listeners.
Please do explain.
So I, as I'm sure you are aware now, I am so materialistic, and I'm okay with that. Like, I know there's people out there that are materialistic. I love things. I love nice things. I love working hard for things. I love presents. Now, I'm not saying I want people to gift me or give me presents. I love nothing than working my ass off and buying something.
Fair enough.
But there was a time when I was buying a house, and it all fell through. And there was, me and my husband were saving, and all that jazz. And I remember saying, if this doesn't work, now, I mean, I was doing The Secret and all. I was in this house. You name it, I was trying everything. Anyway, it wasn't meant to be. Now, looking back, thank God it didn't happen. I remember saying, if this doesn't happen, I'm going to take a serious chunk of change out of that account. I'm going to walk over to Brown Thomas and buy myself a classic medium. I know you people out there know this. Chanel bag, right?
Why did she?
Because it was getting to a stage where I was thinking of doing snatch and grabs. Because if I saw someone with a Chanel bag, I was thinking, so a snatch and grab for some people who don't know what that means. It means I was going to snatch it, grab it and run. You know what I mean? Like, so if you're walking around with a Chanel bag.
Watch your bags, girls. Watch your bags.
And obviously it had to be legit. Like, I don't need to use turkey stuff or that like that. You know what I mean? I'm okay for that, but I wanted.
That's another thing I'm going to go back to anyhow.
But listen, if you want to be a fakey jakey, you do that in your own time. But I wanted the classic medium size Chanel bag. And when I'd see someone with it, I'd be like, oh my God. And I was saying, I can't get your life without one of those. Like, I need one. I need one.
I'm
just being honest. I want to be as transparent as I can.
You can't get through life.
Right, maybe a bit of an honest thing.
Come on now. It's a bag.
I know, but I needed it.
All you need to do, and I tell me kids this all the time, all you need to do is braid.
We know, but I need to braid with this bag. Anyway,
wrapped around our neck. Shit goes
to pa. House doesn't happen. Sobbing. I mean, sobbing.
Oh, I know. Red all from there.
Blotches. Yeah. Couldn't bring myself back from the brink. And then all of a sudden, I had to, me and my husband sat down with crisis meetings. And the Chanel bag
was born.
Given to me, Sandra. Arrived.
Do you know where that sound comes from? So when she opens her wardrobe.
That's what it sounds like?
No. It sits on the top shelf of the
Don't
wardrobe.
Don't tell anyone in case you rob me house. I've got to have to put it in
Give
safe
over.
Now. Jesus.
You want to have that insured.
Oh, I do.
There you go. You haven't, George. You get a new one.
It's the torch.
Actually, you might want to get a robbed. Get a better one. Anyhow. So when she opens the wardrobe.
Yeah.
And she takes it down and opens it. It sings to her.
For the amount of money it costs.
No, it does.
I'd wanted to hoover my house and cook me dinner.
No, but I have to say, what you get pleasure out of.
My talkie ones do that to me. All day long. But I get a little bit of a more
a little zing.
I get the talking one because I'm not nervous putting it down. Like, if you got a stain on that, you got a mark on it.
Do you remember your Prada one got robbed?
Well, I chased it.
And she chased after.
I got her back.
So Catchem was in a snatch and grab incident.
Catchem, you tell that story about your Prada bag, please.
I was standing in
it was your first designer bag, let me add.
Ever bag. Okay, going back years and years.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget it.
I don't think any of us are going to forget it.
I seen the strap and I seen the bag moving, but there was a foot in between the strap and the bag. And I remember looking going on the dance floor. Well, it was on the dance floor, it was the side of the dance floor.
Can I just stop for a second there? Because that was your first mistake, putting a Prada bag on the floor. Shame on you.
Yeah, well, look, it was back in the day. It was my new bag. The coats were down. The bag was wrapped in the coats.
It wasn't wrapped, it was just down.
I know it was wrapped up because I wouldn't quite care for because it was like a nylon material.
It was, yeah.
And anyway, the bag starts to move and I start to follow the bag up my eyes. You know me, I'm a bit cray at it most of the times. A few drinks on me, total cray.
And she's trying to be crazy.
And I think, that's not on my watch, not tonight. So, of course, the nightclub we were in had about, I'd say, 50 million steps up front door.
Yeah.
And the sham took off with the bag through the dance floor with me behind him. And all I had was my eyes on the back of his head. He takes up the stairs and I go after him. And all the time I'm screaming, grab him, he has me bag. So we're on the keys at this stage and I'm running down the keys after him, screaming, grab him, he has me bag. With four bouncers chasing him. It was like something out of the movies.
It sounds like a movie.
And I get to O'Connell Street and a Mariah van pulls up onto the path, cuts him off and the two bouncers grab him and I grab me bag.
And then did they just take him and then you walked off?
He went into the back of the Mariah. I got my bags. Thanks very much, lads. I went back to the
car. Did you give him a slight boo?
Oh, no, couldn't get my hands on him. The two men, when I say they grabbed him, he wasn't moving. Good. And in fairness, he was a bloke. I wasn't going near him anyway.
So you obviously had your pen from when you walked in.
You obviously, you knew what you were looking at. Whereas, like, you wouldn't have thought. Back then, it wasn't like, it wasn't as common, let's say, to have these bags floating around all the time. You're going back about, what, 25, 30 years ago?
Yeah, you're showing your age, Catherine.
We've already showed the age, thanks, because I've already shared
Well, I'm just I'm glad the story had a happy ending. So Catherine was involved in a snatch and grab, but she grabbed a bag.
Wrong person. Yeah, she grabbed a bag.
Wrong person.
Yeah.
And just, big mistake.
Yeah, and I'm
huge.
Sure.
All right, Julia.
The reference is the Pretty Woman.
And I still have that bag.
And she still has
it. And it's lovely.
And you still have it. And it's, will you give that bag to the kids or not? Oh, no.
Or would they appreciate it? Would they, when we look at the bag now for the price it was, you wouldn't get much in it. Like, you'd probably get a post.
It comes around, doesn't it? Fashion comes around.
It does. Yeah. It does. If you're loving this episode or you're just nosy, you can find more of us on Insta at Tuck In Sisters. Linktree is in the bio. Share, subscribe to the podcast. Go on, press the button. You know you want to. On that topic, are you a good present buyer, Sandra?
I think I am. I think I'm thoughtful about presents. I think about what you would like. Do you know what I mean? I wouldn't just go out and just go, I'll get that for the sake of it. Now, mind you, I have bought the odd few presents, as people know. I did buy my husband,
I should dare say it,
a screw box.
For what?
Screw box.
Yeah, but he's into tools. I get that.
Yeah, it was out of the pound shop.
And you're giving out about him buying you a lipstick.
It doesn't matter though.
He deserved the lipstick.
I knew he would use it. I don't even know what he had.
Did you get the screw box the year before or after?
The year? No.
Same year?
No, probably beforehand.
Yeah, well,
in the early days.
Yeah, that was payback.
In the early days.
He probably banked that and thought, I'll get home.
And he couldn't even fit big screws. It was like a little tax, maybe.
Sandra, come on.
I think I've learned from that. I think my presents have evolved since that.
And did he have a like, oh my God, I can't believe.
Like, no, what was that?
Yeah, he.
What is that? Yeah. And it comes up every now and then. Like, I'm like, watch one for beer. Like, don't give me a screw box. Okay, I might get you a bigger one. How about that? Drill box.
Oh, no. Who does
drill box? No, in general, I think I am a good present buyer. And I'd be probably prepared with the presents. Do you know what I mean? Christmas coming up or, you know, birthdays. I'd have them banked. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? And I'll investigate. I'll try and get out of you what you like.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I will investigate.
Okay, you're
what
tough.
What do you like, Catherine? Shy.
I don't think
I think I am.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't enjoy. How do I word this? I don't enjoy buying gifts. I'm in fear of getting it wrong.
Do you think you overthink it?
You overthink it.
I think.
And you know, it goes back to years and years ago. And the first one or two presents I bought for my partner were amazing. Like, you got a video camera. No one had one at the time. Like, lovely big surround sound system. The whole lot. And then I bought him a fucking little mini file of fax. Now, when I was buying it was like a filing cabinet type of thing.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, no, but look, at the time.
A file of fax like a cabinet.
Okay, calm down, screw box.
It was like a drawer.
Right. Calm down.
A file and draw kind of type of thing. But in my head, I was thinking, like, he's a lot of shit going on. And there was at the time because he was doing a lot of business kind of work. And I was like, he needs to get more organised.
Oh my God, so you were controlling. You were organising his organisation.
That's in my attic at the moment.
You still have it?
Yeah, because just stuck in it from when we bought our first house.
Well, again, I'm going to be very transparent and tell you that I think I'm a good present buyer. But if I'm buying someone, you a present, I'm buying myself one as well. I buy two of everything.
Sake. I think we really
takes
need
a good
to have
out
a conversation.
Gift,
no, because
you can have one, but I'm having one too.
No,
are you? Sorry, can I just hold on a second?
Yes.
So, are you like fearful because you're giving someone you're missing out?
No, I just like. I just
so
like
you
stuff.
Buy me a present and you buy yourself one?
Yeah, buy two of it. Why not? I'd be like, oh, geez, I might like that. Yeah, I think I'll buy one of them.
Seriously, I think we need to seriously have a conversation.
That's spoiled to spot your spoils.
I'm all right. Listen, come here. If I can afford to buy two of it, I'm buying two of it.
Hold on. It's not how you can
afford. Yeah, but what if I see you out and
FOMO.
I go,
that's FOMO.
I understand that. Like, for example, if I'm away and I see something, right, this is how my brain works, right? So I'm away or I'm shopping or I'm doing whatever, and then I'm like, I don't know about that. Okay. And then I have to patter and I go, oh God, I'm still thinking about that. And I go, oh God. And then I go from needing it to, oh God, hang on.
So you're overthinking.
I deserve that. I deserve it.
Oh, yeah. So you're overthinking.
And then you want
to. Then I have to
and you can't live without it.
Then I'm obsessed with it and then I need it.
Whereas I look at something and I go, yeah, do I need it? I talk myself into it. Over.
No, you do that all the time.
And then I'm like, I know. And then the next day I might be like, oh, I should have got that.
See, I don't want that.
And then you go back. It's too late.
And
if it's there, it's there.
Yeah, so I never have that worry, because then I start going from, I'd really like to, oh, hang on a minute, I need that. You know, this is not the present I'm buying you, but, you know.
Are you buying me a present?
Well, no, not anytime soon.
It's not your birthday.
Yeah, I will soon. But I have to buy myself one.
Just get her a card. Oh, yeah. She's quite happy with a card.
I'm happy with a card.
I'll date it as well. Yeah.
I'll do that. A personal card. Go to somewhere here like you can put like pictures on it. If you're going to go, all in with a card. It's not too much.
No, it is. I love when I receive those kind of cards.
Yeah, exactly. So many times have I sent those cards and he's like, ah, Jesus, them cards are gorgeous.
Yeah.
Awful, that is.
Yeah.
Not selfish. She did selfish. But awful.
Well, I'm just saying, if I saw you on a night out and I was at the buying you something, say like, I don't know, maybe a, say for example, if it was a top in Zara or whatever, and I'm like, ooh, I might like that, and then it'd be raging sold out. So I was like, I'll just buy two of them. You know what I mean?
You don't just see his that.
No.
No, I wouldn't have.
So I'd rather have myself.
I like to have my own things.
Yeah,
I don't like borrowing things. I like to have me on. I don't mind borrowing from you if I need something and you have it and I'm like, oh yeah.
Do you ever get when you get a lens of something I'll catch and smell a washing powder off it?
Why does Nair smell like that?
Oh no, mine does.
But I can't smell washing powder off
myself. Washing machine does.
Yeah. Well, that's because
Just because you're used to it.
Yeah.
Everybody has their own smell though.
Yeah.
Every house has their own smell.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Mine's like smelling rose petals.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, 100%. Don't you just say dog?
Yeah,
my house doesn't smell a dog. Say your house smells a dog. I'm tired. I just say my house smells a dog.
You do have a dog.
Oh, I'm well aware.
Smells a wet dog.
It does not smell a wet dog.
Home in your house.
Sandra
has the most beautiful dog.
I have the most beautiful dog.
Sandra's kangaroo. Think fucking jumps.
Well, she's a cockapoo, what we call her, a kangaroo.
But I would have the fear that if I had a dog, like I have to tell you, I know there's a lot of dog owners out there.
I love dogs,
but lads. You don't want to smell a dog off you. You don't want to smell a dog off your jacket. Just be cautious of these things. Like, I mean, I have. Now, not you, Sandra.
I was going to say, I have smelled
people and I love them and they're the most cleanest people on the planet. Smell a wet dog off you.
Yeah.
Like, Get deodorant for that dog. And I've no...
I can put you in contact, people in contact. And what a great deodorant for your dog.
Smells
a talcum powder. I use it myself.
Like, I'm just in fear of that. If the dog jumped up on the sofa. Like, people get gifts of dogs.
Oh, okay? Yes, they do.
And I mean, that's great now. But as I say, dog is for life.
You were nearly there.
It was touch
there.
And go. But then I have the fear if the dog jumps up on the sofa. Smell a dog off me sofa.
Yeah, but see, he starts licking you.
No, they're all right. If
the dog doesn't shed, you're fine.
I thought you were going to say, if the dog doesn't shit, I was going to say, well, then you have issues with your dog.
Get rid of them. Oh, my dog shits.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, but see, if you get a dog that doesn't shed, you're grand.
Sandra's
my dog doesn't shed.
Smell a dog off the dog.
There's no smell a dog off my dog.
Maybe you're just in denial.
I'm not in denial.
That's the smell of dog.
Okay, we need to put it out there. Do people think there's a smell of dog off dog?
There is.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I do think there is. No, I'm not saying.
So when you walk, I'm going back to my house again. It's about me now this time.
Okay, take your time.
So when you walk into my house, can you smell dog?
No.
Thank you.
But there is a smell of dog.
You haven't been in my house since I had the dog, so you wouldn't know.
I want to clarify, there is a smell of dog off your dog.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It doesn't go to you.
No, I'm not saying it does go to me, but you can get
like
the smell.
Like that jumps over.
I don't know the fucking thing.
Relax yourself,
Catherine. Like, I'm like... calm down, darling.
And especially with Catherine, who needs personal space on the regular.
Yeah, but I photographed my cuddling her.
Yeah, that was the night I came home. I mean, after doing planes, trains, and automobiles, and I was exhausted. You I just had the energy to push the dog away. So I let the dog sit there. I'm fucking exhausted, sitting on a couch. And I look in the picture, I look more tired than the fucking dog. It was just lying there. And then the next day, the thing started jumping. I was like, right, we need to calm this fucking thing down.
I'd love to experience you with the dog. Do you want to get a flight over sometime soon?
No, I have no problem with the dog. I love dogs and all, but I do have issues with the smell of dog, and I have big issues with the smell of wet dog.
Yeah, no.
Wet dog.
Well, you know what I mean?
What about cats? The smell of cats.
I know, that's busy.
I don't get too close to cats. I'm nervous of them. I'm not crazy on cats. I know there's a lot of cat lovers out there. Don't send me hate mail. It's just not my vibe.
Yeah, they're that's lovely. Fine with you.
Pets.
Yeah.
Would you have one?
I'll take your wolf.
No, fuck that shit.
Yeah, I wouldn't even have a dog.
No.
Never say never.
I will probably eventually.
Catherine, I don't want to pop on season two.
No, I probably will. I'll have to give an event. She's tried saying it since she could talk. She's not 18.
Catherine's going to turn into. Did you ever watch those Channel 4 documentaries of like your woman with 700 cats? Yeah. She doesn't leave the house because she's all these
dogs be sitting around.
Do you know what she'll turn into? What? The best dog lover ever.
Oh, I know.
Can guarantee it.
Yeah, be little pal, because I know pals at the moment because they're all leaving me. But I will eventually have one, but it will be one of them little ones.
But Catherine, you want to get that dog when you can enjoy it, not when you're on the sofa and you can't move.
Okay, I just have a second here?
Go
because,
on, yeah.
You know, I don't think that would work with Catherine's cleaning skills because the dog, when it doesn't shit, like, I mean, she mops her floors 3 times a day. Imagine the dog coming in. Like, my issue with the dog would be her dog would have to wear shoes. And the dog
you can't get dog shoes.
And the dog, you know everything about these dogs.
I know.
I visions of Catherine getting a dog, you know, and the dog having to wear like 4 little shoes, pop, 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 and then leaving, as you do when you go to Catherine's house, leaving your shoes at the door.
All the time. flowers aren't done, you can leave your shoes on.
Which I find that really weird. So if there's people out there that make people take their shoes off, don't. Because what if you're like me one time, you have a hole in your socks? Like, it's pressure. I don't need that
socks
pressure.
Out, for fuck's sake.
People come into my house socks? And they say, do you want me to take my shoes off?
No.
Yeah. Do you want me to take my shoes off? I go, no, don't take your shoes off because your socks will be more dirty going out than the air when you come in. So
I don't ask people to take their shoes off. It's like, I like to walk around on my bare feet and I always have.
I don't.
Oh, it's the coldness of the floor.
Yeah. So I do that. So if people want to come and take them off, fair enough. I'm not going to say no to you. But you don't have to.
If people walk into Catherine's house and they have their shoes on, she's like,
she's flaring the nostrils.
No, if they're monkey shoes and it's wet out, I'm like, right, come on, folks.
I can hear.
Hang on. I need to lean into this. That's not normal, Catherine.
It is normal.
Catherine, that's not normal to walk into somebody's house, especially in Ireland, and take your shoes off. Oh. Someone did that in my house, walked in.
I've taken my shoes off in your house.
No, excuse your family. But if, like, you know, it's okay, if somebody walked into my house, they're taking their shoes off, like, you all right?
I do that in most houses I go into, I just take my shoes off.
That's not normal.
Yeah, I don't take my shoes off. Now, I will do when if I'm going into people's houses. Well, I always say, do you want me to take my shoes off?
I don't go to random people that I know, so I'm quite comfortable taking my shoes off because I know.
But what if they don't want you to take their shoes? Like, what, people have issues with feet.
Yeah, well, I have socks on me. I'm not going on my fucking bare feet with my toes and all hanging out.
When you've wrong toes.
Oh, Jesus. Thank God. Beautiful feet.
Let's not get on to the toes, mate.
Let's just say, Catherine is not going to be doing foot modelling anytime soon.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
Are you? Have lovely feet. They're quite Catching. Long toes.
Catching your second toe in from your big toe is bigger than the big toe.
I mean, it's nice.
Well, they're nice and slender.
Give over.
They're rotten. Jesus.
Anyway, look, back that's to the shoes on and off. Yeah. I think, I appreciate people that do. It's not necessary, but I do because it's just something I do.
That's fair enough.
I don't think about it.
And I find it really weird. And there might be an off chance that I might, brace yourselves, have a hole in my sock, you know, because
more times the socks
out. Yeah, I will throw the socks out, but I'm just saying.
Odd sock.
I don't mind odd sock. But there's loads of people out there that might have a hole in their sock. Like, do you know what I mean? These things happen to us. Like, yeah.
Would
you
be embarrassed if you went to somebody's house and you had to take your shoe off in your hole?
Ah, you would be scared if you.
I wouldn't.
That
weak for myself.
I wouldn't bother me in the slightest.
I'd have to say, come here, have a hole in my sock.
Draw attention. I'm watching.
She's no shoes on. They're going to see it. They're not blind.
If my toe's poking out of my sock.
Oh, like your big. Not underneath. Like.
Who has an underneath hole in their sock?
Oh, well, I've had the odd one.
On them footy socks. Throw them out.
€3 packet.
The best thing we can do here is, Catherine, you can buy me and Sandra or anybody presents and put slippers at your door. So when you want people to
preferably
come in,
Uggs.
I'm not that staunchy about it. I'm not.
Don't be giving me like
slippers
Primark shit. I like Uggs, thanks.
No.
Just saying. No.
So she's putting it out there for a present.
I've already got them, but I'll have one in Ireland if anybody wants to buy them.
I'm not buying them for you.
Do you know what we call people like you over here, Sandra, who look for free things? Moochers.
Oh, I ain't no moocher.
Do you know what we should do?
Oh, I ain't no moocher.
Buy ourselves a pair.
Yeah.
Buy all of a pair and then buy yourself a pair.
Whatever happened to the ones that I bought? Oh, there you go. Oh, let's get back to that now. Whatever happened to those ones that I bought that folds up and you put them in your bag?
Oh my God, they were so embarrassing. It's like elf shows. It's like elf.
They were that embarrassing that you brought them out.
Let me give some clarity again on this.
No, I'll give the clarity.
Okay, go for it.
So, when you're going out in a nightclub and your feet are killing you and, my feet are killing me, I came across these shoes that you fold up, put them in a little pouch and you put them in your handbag. So I bought them for the girls for Christmas. Well, Catherine, you use them an awful lot.
I do, up the flats.
I think Olive re-gifted hers.
No, Sandra, I came out with the women heels. I will never, and I repeat,
so where
never.
Are they? Because if you're not using them, I'll have them back. I'll be an Indian giver on that one. Thank you.
In the bin, I'd say.
Yeah, I have no idea.
With the holy socks.
They're probably, do you know what? They were ugly. They were rotten. And I'm just putting it out there, right?
Your face didn't tell that story when I gave it.
I know, I was like, oh
here we go. Yeah, there you go.
No, here
back
I was.
To that again.
Here I was. Oh yeah, thanks a million. Then I was like, Catherine, she for real? Anyway, is she for real? But anyway, those ugly little elf shoes, right? I did get the concept of them, but I, on a night out, I don't take my shoes off. If I see someone walking down the street with bare feet, I want to go over and chop their ankles off.
Isn't that the reason why I bought that gift?
Yeah, but if I go
so
out...
So you didn't have that situation.
But come here, my husband's about 10 foot tall. If I take off a heel and I'm around him, nobody needs to see that ever in their life. Yeah, I like a heel. I like how a heel makes me feel. I'm not taking it off till I'm getting into bed. And even sometimes I might even keep those heels on.
If the balls your feet are burning, you need the flats. No. Get the flats out of the bag.
No, girls, I disagree. I can burn baby born all night long.
I don't make home around them.
No, I don't make home around my flats.
I've gone to parties up. Pubs with a little bag, like a gift bag, a present bag, with nothing on my flats.
I'd be
I went to a New Year's party this year with slippers in my bag.
I know.
Nice slippers. Uggs again. No. Nice slippers.
No. I feel like I shrink. I feel like, no. If I'm at a wedding till 4 a.m, the residence bar, I'm in them heels. I've committed to them heels.
No, so if you go to that wedding and the bride has very kindly left a load of flip-flops, I'm not taking them.
I'll go as long as I can until it's to the point that I know tomorrow I'm not going to be able to walk.
No.
And then I'll take them off.
My wedding shows, example.
Yeah, them shoes.
Killers.
Oh my God. My whole children thought I was, I can't even go there. But I'm still traumatised. I lost my two big toenails.
Because of my wedding, the bridesmaid shoes.
Oh my God, you're such a great present by her, Sandra.
I didn't buy, that wasn't a present, that was just, you had to wear them.
But then you bought them as a gift for us.
No, that was part of the uniform.
Yeah, but it was a gift.
No, it's different.
In the shoes, saying nothing and smile all day. In the dress and the shoes, I couldn't breathe in the dress. And then the shoes, I couldn't walk in.
You could breathe in the dress.
Oh, I couldn't really. I was very conscious in that dress. That's another story.
Well, come here. She sucked it up for you.
The whole day.
Oh, and so she sucked.
But I just need to say that I never took those shoes off. I stayed in character, boom, all day. I was in the res, I was giving it.
I lost me two toenails over those shoes.
I don't understand because they were open toe. So I don't really think it was down to my shoes.
Well, Sandra, if you look at Catherine's feet.
The pain I went through.
My left toe never recovered. It's 14 years ago in 2 weeks' time. There you go. Happy anniversary.
I still have the scars.
So we come to the conclusion that, okay, Catherine gets nervous buying gifts.
Yeah.
She overthinks it. Sandra buys the worst gifts.
I'm sorry, Sandra. I don't think we came to that conclusion.
You've threw a few humdingers. Yeah, and I buy double gifts. One for me and one for you.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's a problem.
No, it's not a problem.
I just think, like, you know, from here on in, I'm not going to overthink it.
Oh, yeah. So you've learned something today then, have you?
Yeah, that's good.
That's a positive.
I'm going to think less about what I'm buying you, and I'm going to buy you a card.
Yeah, that's absolutely, just a little photograph on
and
it.
And I'm buying
nice.
You socks, Olive.
Oh, no, I have socks, Catherine. I have socks. Buy me something better. Run my gifts by me.
If they're Chanel socks, she'll gladly take them.
I'll sleep in them and all.
Yes, she will.
No, that's a waste.
Yeah, that is a waste.
That's a waste. I can't understand.
You can buy a pack in Primark, £5.
I'm delighted for you. And you knock yourself out, but I'm not that type of person. No, don't get me wrong, I wear penny socks. I'm here for them. But like, if you're offering me a pair of penny socks, a pair of Chanel socks, I'm Chanel all day long.
Yeah, who's going to see them?
I don't care. I know how they feel.
Oh, here we just get back to that now. Here we go. The texture.
Yeah, but I do have sensory issues. Like, a lot of
you diagnose yourself with that.
But I know my body, Sandra. So what happens is, I have sensory issues.
Them jeans are too tight.
They are too tight.
Yeah, give me anxiety looking at you.
So do you ever get when you see people in skinny jeans and I'm hyperventilating because they're too skinny? Like, I can't have a certain material rub off any part of my body that I need to be tucked in like a burrito. Like, I need to make sure that the fabric feels good. Like, the certain leggings I can't wear. There's loads of people have sensory issues. It's a thing. But yeah, I did self-diagnose myself.
Yeah, I know.
Because I know, like, for example, if I buy a pair of jeans and I put my calf in, or I try a pair of jeans on, I put my leg in, I'll get them off me. I know straight away.
Sometimes, is that because they're not just too tight?
Sometimes you need to wash them first.
So I'll just give them to Catherine then. Or I'll give them to you, Sandra.
Thanks, just re-give them.
Yeah, I've no problem going, come here. I'm never going to wear those again. So I'm going to give them away.
Would you like that with a towel?
No.
So the towel can be as hard as sandpaper.
Yeah. But yeah, you can put anything on your feet because I've seen you do it. And any shoe size.
Any shoe size. Olive gets to the train station. Her feet get to the train station sometimes she does. Size 8.
I remember I wearing a size 6 and an 8 because the shoe shop only had one of each size.
Yeah.
And she bought one of each because she wanted the shoes.
Well, I needed them. She came over to me one year. We're walking to the station. Like I said, Jesus, you know, like when the flippers come out of the water. Like I said to myself, she looks like a bleeding clown. What the fuck is going on with her feet? So I was throwing them shoes. I only had a size 8. She was size 5 at the time. I was like, what? I was like, I gotta get to the train station before we do.
So I'll give you the laugh. I was going out years ago and I was either getting this dress and I loved it, but I needed these shoes and they were in the shop and I needed them. I went from, I genuinely am a size, a UK 6. That's my size.
Oh, so that is your
that
size?
That is my size, yeah. But I can fit into
any size
4,
possible.
5, 6, 7, 8. I don't know.
And has done. Like that.
So I went into the shop and your woman's like to me, come here, listen, we only have them in the forest. I was like, yeah, I'll take them. So anyway, I remember going out that night. My toes were bent up to the top of them. Oh no, they were numb. So I just had a couple of vodkas because I was like, the more
did you have a good night?
Had a ball. Didn't the shoes start to morph into me feet? So, you know what I mean? So it was grand.
Did you ever wear them again?
I don't, maybe not. Probably, well, I like, yeah, maybe, oh, maybe one more time. I'm not sure.
But what, so I, what size them shoes?
Four. Oh. They're gone.
Oh, damn.
But they were, I needed them. So your mum was like, we only have four. I was like, yeah, I'll take them. So I took the four, you know, had a few vodkas, feet started getting numb. I was on the dance floor giving us socks, couldn't feel me toes. But it was grand. Looked the business, and I committed to them shoes, and I wore them to the bitter end.
Did your feet not look like a little bit disoriented, like odd?
No.
Too small or
not
something?
Not to me, they didn't. A few vodkas in.
She looked quite a high heel.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah.
No, break me neck. No, got no, to go thanks. Down.
And then again, I'd have to go other places. I remember going away to New York with my friends, and we went into a shoe shop, and I was like, oh, my God, and they had these shoes. And I was like, I'll take one in every colour, because I was afraid I'd get the FOMO going home that I wouldn't get these
Why
shoes.
Why didn't I get
again.
The orange? Should I get the green?
Your woman is like, we only have this in a seven. I'll take them. We only have that in four. I'll take them. We only have this in like a six. I'll take them as well. And then I remember coming home and the girls being like, you have every colour shoe. And I was like, I know, in case anyone needs them. And
every
like,
colour, every size.
But yeah, they don't fit us. And I was like, oh no, they're fine. They will.
They will fit you. They can will. Make it work.
Yeah. So if anyone needs any shoes, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
I
can do those. No, I can do
happy,
those.
Comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I don't mind.
Comfort is key.
Up the flats.
100%. Yeah, I know he's lovely as a flats. I'm not feeling them. Now, I might morph into it as I get a little bit older.
Yeah,
you know, because you haven't hit air.
You've a few
age.
Years on me. And look, there's no shame in the game of the people wearing flats. There is shame in the game of people walking around on the streets with their bare feet. Stop that right now. People piss on the streets.
Yeah, I have done that.
I know you have, Kat. It's disgusting.
Yeah, but if your feet are that sore, Olive, it's a case of...
No.
Get home in one piece.
You're catching dogs piss on the street.
Yeah.
People piss on the street. Again. So you could be walking it. The most cleanest person on the planet who you'd want to nearly...
A few drinks, Sammy. See, this is... It comes back to the drink. You're like, oh, my feet are killing me. I get the fucking
get
shoes
off. Get them shoes
off. I can't walk. I'm going to break my ankle.
Maybe put a pair of socks in your bag.
Maybe I've gone over on my ankle.
Yeah.
Like, it's a regular occurrence.
I've broke my heel.
Oh, no, we know.
Loose heel.
Sandra loves an L-kitten heel slingback, but that's another story.
That is another story.
Anyway, we'll get to that another day. Okay, girls, I am going to have to bring this episode to an end.
Oh, that's a shame.
As much as yous have cracked me up, and I'm delighted that yous all know that we would like some nice gifts, Sandra. You know what I mean?
Pending.
Yeah. I've no idea, and this is a good few hints and tips for people out there. If you want people to get you nice gifts, this is what works for me. Bombard them with WhatsApps. Hints, pictures, bombard them. I mean, people have said to me that my hints and tips are like a slap in the face. So there's no ignoring them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well,
and then I would just randomly shout out in the house, like, if anyone ever wanted to buy me a present, this would be a really nice present.
Oh, please send me pictures because I'm going to get you the total opposite.
Right, right. And then I would say, if it's coming up to Christmas or Valentine's or birthdays, I'd be like, that would be a really nice gift to get someone. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge.
Yeah.
And don't feel like you have to say it once. Say it a couple of times.
So and don't say, don't worry about it.
No, never, never say that.
Yeah, well,
no.
Don't you ever say that
I
to me.
I will never say that. Okay. And I'm glad that you know that now, because that will never, and if I ever do, I'm lying to your face.
Well, I just won't buy it, Anne.
Yeah, no, do.
No, I won't.
No, do.
No, I'm not. Totally not.
So we're going to conclude this episode. We are going to go.
I can't wait for these meetings.
Girls,
sorry.
Wrap it up.
Sorry.
I think we should actually all go out now and go on a little shopping spree and buy ourselves all
the
gifts.
Well, no, you know the way you like to buy doubles? Yeah. You just need to buy triples.
So she's always looking for something.
Yeah, I'm just thinking
that
you're going to leave one of us out. Never.
I'd never leave a sister out.
See you later, guys. Bye.
Well, that's a wrap. And if you love this episode, go on and follow us on Insta at Tuck In Sisters. Linktree is in the bio. Share, subscribe on the podcast. Go on, press the button. You know you want to.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus,
Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.